Truth is, we could have done all these halachas on Tisha B'Av also.
I mean, we did 3 days worth. We couldn't have done the 10 days worth. Not much else to
But
do.
we
You could have done
shouldn't have
more.
switched.
We shouldn't have switched.
No, I don't know. This is all. Saying this is all Avelis. I mean, it's carrying us for most of the way, right? Okay. Anyway, so Dine Gois is Shemira Sameis. So you base also Latatalis Sameis B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to move a mace on Shabbos. The mace is Muksa. Ayin La'el, Simen Pei Ches, if test for that. Filo Tzara Kohanim, even if it's for Kohanim. And even if Kohanim have to, they can't go in the house. So you want to move the mace, you're not allowed to move the mace. Either tzaruch mitzvah, even tzaruch mitzvah, raka yidei akum, you could have a goy. Ema krayvim writes him if the relatives are okay with it, because a lot of people would be machmed that a goy should not touch a mace. And of course, we know the famous Gemaras in Shabbos, where you could take a baby and put it down on top of the mace. And then, or a challah and put it down on top of the mace, and then
Poor
that
baby.
works as a what?
I said, poor
Right.
baby. That's a
The poor baby, correct.
where's Simon? He should be here for this.
Here's the Simon's thing, right? But and then some places say nowadays that that usually the dead people have clothing on, so you're allowed to move the body with because based on the clothing. I guess back then they didn't have any clothing on the mace. But whatever, obviously you ask a shiloh. It's not such a common shiloh. Simen kuf tzadi hei huchas kriya ubo yud dalet se'ifim. So Misha Aleph, Misha meis lemeis shu chayv l'sav l'lov, somebody who a relative died. Then he's chayv to have aveilas on, chayv l'kroya l'lov. He's chayv to tear kriya, but chayv l'kroya ma'umad, you have to be standing. Shenemar v'yokom ha'melech v'yikras begadav. And Dovin ha'melech stood up and this is interesting because that's when David HaMelech was told that his kids were killed and they weren't. But he tore Kriya v'im kara miyushuv layotza. If you tear Kriya when you're sitting down, you're not yotza v'tzarech lachzav l'kroya mu'umad. You have to go back and tear when standing. L'chatchila tzarech l'kroya kodem sheyistem p'nei ha'meis bekever. L'chatchila supposed to tear Kriya before they cover over the mace. Ba'ayin chimum tzarei, that's the heat. That's like the hot part of the tzar, meaning that's right when you're departing forever from the mace, so that's the time that you should tear kriya. Though there are many different minhagim. Some do it after when the mace is leaving from the actual funeral before the burial. Some do it dafka by the burial. Some do it before the mace is lowered into the ground. Whatever it is, you go with the minig. In of whichever the Chevra Kadisha is, you have to tear kriya in the neck in front. You have to tear from the lip, literally meaning from the head. You don't tear in the middle. You tear from the edge of the garment. It doesn't go widthwise. It goes down. You need to tear it in a place where it was a complete beged, v'loy b'makom ha'tefer, and not on the where the stitches are. Gemuchilukum yesh bein hakriya shel ava ve'ima la'kriya shel shaar krayim. There's a difference between kriya on parents and kriya on other relatives. I'll call ha'meisim on all relatives kareya tefach be'beged ha'elyon v'daye. Meaning you would tear one tefach on the upper garment, and that's it. Bein l'kriya yoyser, you shouldn't tear more. Mishum bal tashkes, you shouldn't destroy. Which nowadays, anyways, most people are throwing out the shirt or the jacket, so there's really no batasha. So I love v'imai, but on the parents, tzarach l'kraya kol ha'begadim, you need to tear all the begadim, ad keneged liba until the heart. Meaning, so if the jacket and shirts, right? Shalevu keneged habasar gavoya she'al zara, because the heart is by the muscle of the arm. Right, except for the undershirt that you don't tear. Right, so meaning only outer wear, but not coats either. Right, and a beged that you only wear sometimes, Sometimes you go out to the street without it, could go in mantle, a coat, beged zeh. You don't need to tear that either. Sounds like for those that don't wear jackets too often, they wouldn't have to tear a jacket either. I don't think that's the minhag. And if he didn't tear all the begadim, he's not yotze. And a woman, because it's tznius, tikra tchilas beged atachtin lefaneh, she should first tear it in front of her. The sachzer is a kera litzdadim, and then she should turn the tear sideways. V'achakach tikra is a beged elyon, and then she should tear the upper beged. Shalei is gala liba, meaning if she tears all in the same spot, she's going to be not tznius. So therefore, she should tear one, move it over, and then tear another. Rashi levusha b'chaluk. That's even if she's wearing an undershirt or what we'd call nowadays a shell. That's still considered pritzos. You shouldn't see the woman like that. So nowadays, they pin it up. The minig is on other relatives. You tear on the right side. While on a mother and a father on the left side. Because you need to be megala the heart, which is on the left side. But the yevet ain't a ma'akiv. But the yevet, it's not ma'akiv. Doesn't make a difference which side. Like we said before, that standing is ma'akiv. This is not ma'akiv. Hey, I'll call a mason rotza. I'll call a mason an old mason rotza kareya biyad, rotza kareya bikli. You can either tear with your hands or with a kli. I love him with dafka biyad, but on a mother and a father, dafka with the hand. But minig she'echad me'anshei a chevra kedisha or kedosha is the way he spells it. And the minig is that somebody from the Chevra Kedisha makes a little bit of a cut first, and then the Avol grabs onto it, and he tears it. Like you said before, it should be torn lengthwise, not widthwise. I'll call him on all dead. If he changes his clothing during Shiva, he does not have to tear his new clothing, meaning something gets dirty on his clothing, so he has to change it. So he doesn't have to tear the new ones. So on parents, if he has to change his clothing, if it's during the week, he needs to tear them. But for Kavod Shabbos, for Shabbos, you change, and we'll see this later on, because you don't wear the torn begadim on Shabbos, because it's avelos b'vehesed. If he has nothing else to change into, if you should turn, meaning all he has is one set of clothing for weekday and Shabbos, he turns the tear backwards. And this that he's changed with Shabbos, he's supposed to wear different weekday clothing. Avelos big day Shabbos. But to wear big day Shabbos, Osir, it is Osir. Do we say till Zion, including Zion, or without?
Let's see here. Including Zion, including Zion.
Including Zion. Okay, thank you. I'll call a mason on all the dead, Mitzara Din, Shoylo. So you can, Shoylo means you can fix the clothing. Dainash Toifer, Tfiras, and Bilti Shava. You can sew it up, but it has to be, it can't be sewn perfect, meaning there always has to be a remembrance that this thing was torn. La'acha shiva, but after shiva, uma'acha, then after shiva, then he can fix it. Da'ayin sh'toyfer k'roi, he could sew it properly. La'acha lamed, that he could do after lamed. I'm sorry, I didn't put the commas in the right place. On all mason, you can fix it not perfectly after Shiva. But after Shloshim, you could fix it perfectly. Alav, that's for siblings, spouse, children. But on parents, Shoylo lamid, after Shloshim, you could fix it but not perfectly. Ma'acha, but you could never fix it forever. Zakriya, and even if he wants to cut out the torn part, sham, he wants to put like a patch there to sew it up, asr it's asr. I will know again, ki I will know again, but the minig is ki toich lamed afilu ashar mesim afilu lishlal asr. For other mesim, even to do shlila, even to just fix it not perfectly, we don't do. Meaning the assumption is back then they wore that clothing the whole shloshim. Right? But nowadays we just throw it out. Afilu chaver roshei akriyal yedei machat asr. And even just to connect it with a needle is also the isha, but a woman, afilu alvia, even on her parents, if she's an oval shalelis la'alta, she could fix it right away. Tznius, like we said before, we're worried about the woman's tznius. Shasurun and all tears that are also to sew, la'achar, even if he sells that clothing to somebody else, also lekeach l'tofrei. The lekeach cannot sew it up. Therefore, the meicher needs to let the buyer know about it. Meaning, don't think that you decide you want to go, okay, I'll sell the shirt. I can't sew it up. I'll sell it on eBay or something. And you think, okay, whatever the buyer does with it, the buyer does with it. No, you have to tell the buyer he's not allowed to sew it up. I'm not exactly sure why you're going to get any buyers for that, unless it's a big rebbe's. And you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Because a guy will probably fix it. He's not going to listen to you anyways. So therefore, selling to a yid is not going to help. And to a guy, you can't because he's not going to listen. Yeah. Okay. We will stop there. Again, hopefully nobody should ever need these halachas. Have a fine night.
Skoro.